Good morning, everybody. Today, incredible, we are Friday, 13 August 2015.
14th, no?
Is 13
today? 14? I'm sick, but you have lost your mind. So as a
that
is not a gag that we don't remember ever.
So that just gives you an idea about how people really live in our
Yes.
We know nothing, in fact. Today I realize we know nothing.
Yeah, we know nothing. So today is the 39 or 40 issue of Off the Cuff.
40th.
We are at the Euroville Radio, and we are going to discuss different kind of topics related to our life here in Euroville. And I've seen in Evinet there were good posting this week regarding the matter related to the entry service, that it was after 5 years of struggling, of getting a new kind of set of policy and rules have been published, I think.
So I haven't read that new proposal. What are the main things about that proposal?
Main thing is a shift of an approach regarding how the newcomer is seen. More than a threat to Euroville, it's for what I perceive is a value that is going to join Euroville. Not that we are going to face issues, because that was more or less the approach that still is in the entry service, try to cover ourselves by people that can spoil Euroville or whatever. The new approach is don't judge, we do not judge from the past. We look at the future and we see which kind of positive effect these people they can bring to Euroville. So,
and if I understand rightly, I haven't read it, but they're also delegating more responsibility to the community, and they're more acting simply as an administrative base, and therefore they're asking for mentors to come in from Euroville, which has been proposed several times, and in fact has even existed. So let's see how that comes forward. Always the thing with entry, though, is that, and like I think the frustration a little bit in Euroville is that there's, whether, you know, it's with the housing service and how we can run the housing service with a different attitude, all of these things, whether it comes to entry or not, they're all linked.
Yeah, very much.
And so, you know, it doesn't help to fix it one place if down the chain or in the other, parallelly, the other areas are also not imbibed by the same motivation, because then it's very counterproductive. And so I think the kind of change that we're going to have to need across the board is economic reform, is the social reform that we're already beginning to see with the entry group. And let's see how it carries out with the housing, with the business, and with the economy.
Sure, but that somehow this kind of change should start from some.
It has to start. It has to start.
Entry probably was the most visible thing to many Eurovillians, because are touching the life of maybe much more people than the housing. That's the problem of housing. Once the person has been able to secure the place, somehow it doesn't have any contact to the housing matter till the moment that he has to change house. It doesn't happen so often. That's why maybe
the change is so slow.
It changes so slow. With entry, you have much more opportunity to listen from people that they won't join Euroville and they face some issue, or they were reporting news and not, or Evinet regarding this and that. So it's a little bit more fresh, the kind of connection.
Well, one thing I hope, and I haven't read it, so I don't know, I hope they've addressed this catch-22 of, you know, having to be in Euroville but not being able to provide a place to Euroville, and that being contingent on whether you could be a newcomer or not. That's a little bit unfair. And that needs to change, and whatever the legal requirements are, I think, you know, we have to relax a little bit and understand what's the motivation behind people and not put the legal requirements in front, you know, like what is the purpose of Euroville, and how can we make the legal requirements be legal and fit, but the purpose of Euroville should not be thwarted by those requirements.
Exactly. So I think people that they join Euroville, they make a big kind of shift in their life, coming, living in this place from wherever, from Kulapalaya or New York, is a big change for your life. And they are arriving here that most of the time they're weak somehow, for the simple reason that they're not sure about what kind of decision they've taken. So they're really
searching
for something. And welcoming them, I think it's something that will reinforce the kind of decision they took. They will make more free to open their heart more than close their, make create sort of
whatever production. It is, it'll make their choice of whether they should be here or not much clearer and much simpler for them and much faster for everybody, because
yes, the people that doesn't somehow react or let's say if resonate with Oro will somehow will realize that's not the place for them and they will leave somehow.
Yeah. They can still have a good experience from Orville and leave, you know, that's it's not one is not against
sure,
the other.
Yeah, and relating to this fact, I would like to talk about the situation that we are facing as Orovillian newcomer. When we join Oroville, we are a very hard time to find places to stay. First of all, because now it's very expensive, so it's very difficult to get funds to stay for 3 months for free around Oroville and then pay maybe more than 3 months, the same amount of money to stay for the next 10, 12 months as a newcomer. So I have a little idea regarding how can we help these people to find a place. We have here in Oroville this beautiful place that is called Mitra, has been founded by the Indian government with the funds coming from the central government, and has been created, this Mitra is a hostel place for volunteers that come
and students,
from all over the world. They have some sort of rules to be accepted. That you cannot be more than 26. There are some sort of set of minimal requirements that you have to provide. And then if you are accepted in this place, you can stay for a long period of time and pay a very fair rate of your stay. It's more or less 3,500 rupees. And for most of the newcomers, a certain kind of, let's call it Mitra for them, will be very much in tune and helpful for them to satisfy the requirement of Oroville, and at the meantime to have the time to look around and see other places and join the entry service, the housing service, to maybe find out what is the next step for them. Because also that, when you're arriving here, you have no clue about the entry service, you have no clue about the entry process, so you have get into this kind of a new, full new kind of value and setting in just one day, and you cannot make it out of your brain something like a simple assessment that I should go for the entry service first, send coin, I have to go to the housing service. Maybe take 5 months just to realize this simple matter that we know very much because we are here since many years. But for people that are coming from abroad, it takes a long time. So we have to be relaxed to them and give them the time to understand and react relating to the way they resonate to Oro. Maybe I have a jacket. I have a jacket off the cuff this time.
No, that's okay. It's all right. You've been very silent and rare. You have not been feeling so well. So it's quite nice to hear you.
Yeah, I was. Because you know, again, if you want to record the voices of Oroville, we need to listen.
Exactly.
So also the radio. One of the secret function of the radio is to listen. Mm. So maybe we have to develop the ears, the inner ears, the way of to create this atmosphere that from this silence, with intense listening, the best speech, the best parole can emerge suddenly.
Absolutely.
And without this atmosphere of listening, we cannot have this intimacy. Thank you, Andrea, for this position about the entry process. Renou?
Then I come back to also the planning, because the planning has also a lot to do with whether people remain poor and whether Oroville is only a place for the rich, because that has a lot to do with planning. And in that, I always have to notice that we don't offer people the same opportunities, especially the youth who have not that much money. We all started off by, you know, you build a cow shed, you build this, you build that, and you sort of expand your home. So I think it'd be very important that Lavenir actually make some space available in the residential zone, for example, put out some major layout of pathways, and then give people plots and let people build according to their means. I think there's a little bit too much emphasis in Oroville about the exterior, the presentation, the how it looks. And with all of that, the person, the people, and the intention is forgotten. Like, for example, today, there's more well, housing, architecture, all of these, you know, fancy things are thriving. But, for example, there are no teachers. So we built the outside part, the accountants are all very good jobs. But these are things that are supposed to help the life that are inside. The house is supposed to help. The accounting is supposed to help provide. But the core of the people that are carrying the life that is inside, whether it's the teachers, whether they're not helped.
No.
So the planning has to be subservient to that, and not that, and the outside has taken the everywhere, whether it's how the building has to look, whether what even is being created. We're not really creating assets that we really need. Mm. We're creating assets by the idea of what somebody needs, but they have nothing to do with, you know, the actual needs of the community, the youth, the old people, etc., etc. And one's always thinking, oh, well, somebody else is doing it. But no, somebody else is not doing it. We need to do it. And sadly, there is not enough shared emphasis on what the priorities are with the person and the people at the center of it.
Yeah, I think also we are sort of, you are in a sort of a strong relation with the architecture of Oroville. And we are missing a little bit, as you say, the point that inside some architectural point there are human beings. So we have a lot of attention how it look and the city, yeah, the design of the building.
But not how you feel inside or how
not
people...
Not at all, how the people, they can fit in, yeah, and how can we create not an infrastructure, architectural infrastructure, but a living place for people. They may develop the quality that we need.
And enhance what people have to offer to Oroville, because finally, you know, that's what's going to be exciting. Yeah. It's to see how each person has offered something to create something and has expressed himself in it. And I think we're terrified about that because we, like I always say, have a very Bolshevik idea about what unity is. And everything has to look the same. The buildings have to look the same. They have to outsize the person so that the purpose is more important than the person. But actually,
it doesn't work.
No, We've seen that it doesn't work. So I don't know why we continue to... unconsciously, those are the things that are continuously contributing to
the kind of shift that we are looking now, we are perceiving now in the entry process. If we reach the second floor of this building in L'Avenir and having this kind of earthquake.
And if it'll jump across to the FAMC, that'll also be...
Jump across of the FAMC to give some green light in some kind of...
And then hop to ABC.
But that is, again, it should be a requirement of the community that is raising the hand and not only questioning why we have done this building in this shape or whatever, but why we cannot participate in the process of making the community. We can make a commune, we can make a cooperative, working together, creating a place like... Maybe they are trying to do with this project that now Josheba has recently joined with Manu. He started
Sacred Grove.
This can be a sort of an experiment like that, but that should not be just one. We need to have an approach of
more open into
the management of the decision we do into this kind of field.
That's my protest. I don't agree with what is legitimate Oroville and illegitimate Oroville. I agree we should have the citadins of the world, but we should also have the tree houses of the world. And we need to find harmonious ways where both of these places can each contribute their enthusiasm to creating.
Yeah, actually, we are in a sort of clash because there are a sort of protection on the second floor regarding the main idea of how architecture...
Of the look
architecturally.
And I don't agree with that.
The city should look like, but again, it's if you look at from a far above... far away.
Where is the person living in it?
No, but if you look again to the concept of a galaxy, you look how far away is a perfect kind of thing. More you are nearby, you see that are very scattered thing, and then you got to the point that there are many dots that look like a circle. Sorry, let's say a circular thing, but it's not. It's look like from far. So when we are more into the details of the human being, we see that the mess is our kind of
harmony from further back.
Exactly. It's we are living in a this kind of not precise lined world or square or rounded world. It's much more close to circular that is not circle and square that is not squarish.
In fact, there is a fun fair and square. So it was my conclusion. Thank you guys for
thank you.
I would like to say
the fundraising.
There is fundraising, but before fundraising, just next, the 29th August, that we have in the Botanical Garden.
Yes, an event.
Just an event for the 15 years birthday of the Botanical. And of course, there is a small program. The Genius Brothers will make an intervention at 4:30. Yeah. So you are welcome.
And Orville Radio will be there.
Yes, to collect money for the fundraising.
No, this day.
Only now. So if you are so enthusiastic to donate some funds to the Orville Radio, we do have a financial account. Financial service and account 251369. And we do have also in the Auroville Radio website www.auroville.org/donate.
We don't know. On the way. It's good to have fever sometime.
Yeah, very good.